Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic, higher education. Paul Enos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Chancellor Dan Quaich about the estate tax, the budget gap, and of course, economic development linked to education.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Susan Fisher, Bill Bilyeu, and Howard Rosenberg. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
You're driving along, and out of nowhere, boom, there's a billboard. Free fruitcake plus a pooch equals a health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
Plus some tax.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Is your child happy in school? There is another way. Bluefield Prep is a values-driven college preparatory school for grades 3 through 12 that offers affordable instruction completely online and puts the power to direct your child's education back in your hands. Whether your child needs to be more challenged or your child needs more time than a traditional classroom allows, Bluefield Prep has a solution to fit. Call today to receive the free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education. Join thousands of other families who are taking control of their child's education by discovering online education. Bluefield Prep offers a fully accredited academic program overseen by a team of qualified, caring instructors. Bluefield Prep even offers an early college option that can save thousands in college tuition. So call the number below today for your free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education, with no obligation, or go online to bluefieldprep.com. Every child deserves to be happy in school, so don't wait. Call Bluefield Prep now. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Dr. Grimes. I specialize in alternative treatment for chronic pain. This treatment stimulates the body to repair damaged, painful areas. This is a non-surgical and permanent treatment for chronic pain. Every year, thousands and thousands of patients go through painful, ineffective surgeries. Think about that. Why go through a major operation when a simpler treatment can solve your pain issues? Call Pinnacle Pain Medicine at 841-7246 for an appointment.
Which brings me to my world, radio. Kick it. Swindle fraud and ripoff ain't no jive. You get a year's worth of free fruitcake, a food, and a family health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very pleased to welcome back to the program Dan Quaich. He's the Chancellor of the Nevada System of Higher Education. Pleasure to have you back here, sir.
Morning, Sam. Morning, Paul.
Chancellor. The governor has asked for 10% cuts across the board from all departments. You pretty much refused to do that, and in fact submitted a budget that was actually higher than lower. What was your negotiating ploy with this?
Well, I don't think there's any negotiating ploy. It doesn't make sense to me. The 10% figure has no reality, and I'm not going to ask the people of our campuses to engage in the kind of serious, painful budget-cutting process for a number that's not real. We'll make different decisions if our shortfall is 5% or 10% or 15%, and I don't think we make hypothetical decisions on a matter of this seriousness.
You know, Chancellor, one of the things that used to fund the university system was the estate tax, or people have come to call it the death tax.
Right.
That was repealed in 2001. That repeal expires the end of this year. Your predecessor was a vocal advocate in getting rid of that repeal of the estate tax, bringing it back. Do you agree with him that we should bring the estate tax back to help fund K through 12 higher education system in Nevada?
Well, I think there's two questions. You're asking the federal question, and so the feds will decide whether we're going to have a federal estate tax or not, and we will, and it'll be different. It won't just come back. The second question is, if they do, should we have a pickup tax in Nevada? And that's the easiest question you're going to ask me today. Absolutely.
How much did we lose, how much did the university system lose when that tax went away?
Tough to tell, because it depended on who died in what year, as kind of macabre as that
is. But it was at least in the $100 million range.
And we're talking not only the university system, but our public schools that also need the money desperately. The mistake we made the first time around, and I would like us not to make the mistake again, is we did not permanently endow that money. That's what we should do, permanently endow that fund so that we have an income flow that everyone can count on, rather than treating it as someone's candy jar.
So it's kind of like securitization, which when Brian Kralicki, now Lieutenant Governor, then Treasurer, was arguing we need to secure those tobacco funds to help pay for things like the Millennium Scholarship, something similar to that, to make sure we do have something that will continue and we're not just dependent on sales or, like you say, who dies.
If the question is, do we want a stable revenue stream here in Nevada? Yeah. And anything we can do to advance that would be fantastic. I think there are lots of ideas, and certainly the Lieutenant Governor came up with one very complex and very challenging in this financial market. But if we can stabilize our revenue source so that we can plan, I think all Nevadans will be better off, including higher education.
Now, let's talk about the way the university system is funded, because people may not know this. Basically, you get a pot of money, not you personally, but the Board of Regents gets a pot of money from the state, and then you decide how it's going to be spent, correct? As a board?
Partially. We have 26 line item appropriations that go directly to our institutions. There are some units within UNR and UNLV, so they have more than one. But for example, Western Nevada College gets one lump sum appropriation, and the president does have authority to use those funds as he or she chooses. So I think the answer to your question is yes, Sam.
Okay, and obviously, knowing that there's a legislative session coming down the pike, and knowing that there's going to be somewhere around a $3 billion probably plus hole in the budget, what are you advising your presidents to actually realistically look at beyond what you've publicly said so far?
It's a really tough question, Sam. You know, and we started out with the 10% question. It would have been a more realistic exercise if you would have said to the system, cut your budget by 45%. At least I would have understood where that number is coming from. But I don't think anybody in the state of Nevada knows what the budget's going to look like.
But, I mean, you have to have contingencies, is, I guess, my point.
We have to, but you saw here in northern Nevada, and we saw in southern Nevada as well, with the cuts at UNR and UNLV, we're past the point where there's one-shot money and I can take money here or defer maintenance there. We're now cutting programs, terminating careers, firing faculty, and putting students out of their majors.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Who are the students that we graduate from the Nevada system of higher education? What do they do after they're done with the university? Do they go to work in the private sector? Do they become teachers, nurses? Where do the lion's share of those students go?
Interestingly, from a system standpoint, we don't have good data, so we go to our alumni associations, and they have the best data, but we probably keep in the high 80s to low 90% of our graduates of the two universities here in the state, and the bulk of those in the economic regions where they graduate. Probably a higher percentage with our community colleges. They stay here and they work here.
What kind of jobs do they do, Chancellor? I mean, you look at who we do graduate. I think we probably graduate more education majors out of the university system than almost any other. Probably every other major.
We graduate teachers, mining engineers.
But the amount of teachers you're graduating compared to mining engineers, I mean, that's a huge disparity.
In Las Vegas, this past year, we graduated 360 new teachers with baccalaureate degrees. Now, 3 years ago, that would have been about a sixth of the number needed in the Clark County School District. This year, it's 50% more than they're hiring. So it's a challenge, and we've got to continually look at making sure, and I think this is a critical point, making sure that the kids, the young men and women we graduate, have opportunities to get a job. That's the goal. I mean, we need more educated individuals here in Nevada with degrees and certificates of completion of every color, stripe, and length. That's what we should be doing.
All right, let's take a break. More with the Chancellor when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Senior Fest returns to Reno Town Mall September 7th, 9 to 2. Information booths, entertainment, food samplings, health screenings. Call 348-0717. That's Senior Fest September 7th, 9 to 2. Brought to you by these sponsors.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Relief. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my home equity release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers home equity release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
Senior Fest returns to Reno Town Mall September 7th, 9 to 2. Information booths, entertainment, food samplings, health screenings. Call 348-0717. That's Senior Fest September 7th, 9 to 2. Brought to you by these sponsors.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dan Klaich. He is the chancellor of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
You know, talking about the kind of kids that we do graduate and the kind of programs that we do have available, there have been some controversial decisions made up here at the University of Nevada. You know, one was to get rid of the College of Agriculture. Other one that's kind of near and dear to my heart because of the folks I represent, the Supply Chain Management Program. Those are difficult decisions to make. Can you kind of explain the process? Because it's not necessarily just the decision of the chancellor or board of regents. It has to go through faculty senate, and can you explain how that works?
I appreciate the question, and that's why we're careful about the process. The process is about 120 days from beginning to end because we have to involve faculty, involve the students, involve folks who are impacted by this. The way it started at UNR, for example, is the provost and the president put forward a list of programs that could be cut. It was based on their centrality to the mission of the institution, the number of graduates they produce. Cost? Sure.
Chancellor, are they thinking about things like what is this going to do to the community? We've been talking about, you know, the last legislative session about logistics and really focusing on that for economic development efforts. It seemed to me that by eliminating that supply chain management program, which was considered one of the best in the world, that we really weren't considering how that could help Nevada diversify, expand our economy. And I know that's something we've had a lot of talk about of late, is how education and economic development can be linked. Does getting rid of a program like that really help with that mission, or is it more about faculty, people in the faculty senate, you know, getting rid of one job because you don't have enough graduates out of that program and keeping theirs?
Well, let me tell you, I wish we had some easy decisions. There were no easy decisions. We talked to the folks in that program, and we talked to people in the community before that decision was made. We actually happened to be making that decision on a day when a legislative committee was meeting, having the same discussion. We talked to some of those legislators. I think it will have an impact here in the community, but let's understand what's going on here. Every cut is going to have an impact on the community in one way or another, in terms of jobs, in terms of money that goes back into the community. There's no free deal here anymore. We are changing the fundamental nature of, say, for instance, the university or the community college here. And if people don't understand that, they're either not listening or they're kidding themselves.
Well, and I think you're absolutely right. We are making those changes, but just as you pointed out, you know, today in UNLV, we're graduating 50% more teachers than we need.
Right.
And those aren't really the kind of jobs that they absolutely indirectly can help create wealth down the road. But those aren't the kind of things that are going to, you know, generate wealth or generate those private sector jobs that then contribute back to the tax base.
Well, I'll tell you, I think of the university system as a super tanker, and it doesn't make any 90-degree turns. We're graduating nurses too, and 5 years ago the legislature asked us to double our nursing enrollment because of a shortage here. Right now hospitals aren't hiring as many. We have to go through up periods and down periods, and we hope we meet the state's needs. I mean, this is a critical question, I think, that you're both asking. And what we need to do is be sure that the interests of the state are aligned with the interest of the system. We're here to serve the state. We're not here to serve our own self-interest. And I think that means that we talk to the governor, we talk to legislative leaders, we talk to business folks and say, what do you need out of a system? Now, I'm not here to advocate a polytechnic institute, because I believe in broad liberal education and the ability to teach young men and women to think. But alignment with strategic state interest, which I don't think has occurred, at least in my adult lifetime, has ever occurred. It's what we've got to do. It's part of the changing Nevada that we are facing right now.
And that is a huge fundamental change. We've only got about 30 seconds left, but I was wondering, have you met so far with the two gubernatorial candidates, and what were their thoughts in terms of the budget hole and the university system?
Yes, and I have ongoing discussions with them. Their positions, quite frankly, their positions with me privately are mirror their positions publicly. I have expressed my concern with the ability to balance this budget on current revenues, and I'll continue to have that discussion.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Please come back soon.
Always have fun here.
All right, thank you, sir. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25%, and my rates haven't gone up in about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
If you or a loved one was diagnosed with mesothelioma or any other asbestos-related cancer, call now. Mesothelioma is a rare cancer, one of many linked to asbestos exposure. Exposure to asbestos in mills, shipyards, or in the heating, construction, and automotive industries may have put you at risk. Secondhand exposure to people close to you may have also resulted in mesothelioma. Please don't wait.
Call 1-800-893-7993. That's 1-800-893-7993. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson for James Sokolov, Wellesley, Mass. On the next Face-to-Face, how do your elected officials rank when it comes to transparency? We'll hear from a man with a plan to get you all the information you need. That's in the next Face-to-Face.
I'm a single mom.
I'm a letter carrier.
Construction business.
Retired a couple of years ago.
Sharon Engel is going to phase out Social Security.
Keep your hands off my Social Security, Sharon Engel.
Her ideas are just wrong.
Sharon Engel says it's not her job to create jobs.
For her to come out and say that, it's like, huh.
What is her job then?
We need help, and we need help now.
Sharon.
Sharon Engel's ideas are
scary,
out of touch, harmful.
Sharon Engel's views are too extreme for everybody.
Get a jump on today's news every weekday morning. Our team looks forward to the day's events so you know what to expect.
Time to get a jump on today's news. It's a story that's been developing for the...
Wake up with News 4 in the morning to get a jump on the day's news.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we start out this segment with a complaint from me towards the Dina Titus campaign. They are currently using a clip from Nevada Newsmakers from a May 5th interview with Joe Heck. The commercial is playing in Southern Nevada. Nevada Newsmakers did not give permission to use this clip. The program does not take any partisan position on any kinds of races. And I have personally asked Congressman Titus to take down this ad. As of this taping, the ad is still running. We're going to play you the full clip from Joe Heck that puts the clip in context, which it isn't in the commercial. The discussion was about the role of Congress in job creation.
Well, I don't believe the role of Congress is not to create jobs. It's to set the conditions under which the private sector creates jobs. And you do that through a stable, fair, predictable tax base. You do that by not passing onerous regulations on small, medium, and large businesses. And that's where we need to get back to, is that limited government that sets the conditions for the private sector to thrive.
And we continue to request that Congressman Titus take down this ad. Now let's move on to our Power Pundit panel today. And joining us, Bill Bilyeu, the former Speaker of the Assembly, Susan Fisher, principal with Fisher Consulting, and Howard Rosenberg with the University of Nevada. Welcome to all of you. Let's have a discussion here in our remaining time about Dan Klatch and what he has said on the program today about the university system and potential cuts.
The cuts are going to have to be made, and I think it's probably wise for the university not to say where they're going to make them now, because we don't know quite what they're going to be and what amounts.
And one of the problems is that you make a lot of people very nervous when you start talking about big cuts.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that would have an impact, too, on the students. They're nervous about, is their class going to be cut after the first of the year? Are they going to be losing the classes that they need to complete their major? I think it has a long-term impact. And they don't know what it's going to be yet. So why speculate?
One of the things that struck me about the interview was the changing role of the university system, geared more towards job, not job creation, but people being qualified to get jobs, rather than the broader sense that we used to think of in when we're in better financial days about an education.
Better financial days should not dictate what the mission of a university is, which is to educate. As you educate, new jobs arise because they're created. So you need the educated people, the creative people, to be able to do that. The kids are absolutely panicked. It's a quiet panic. Nobody's running around tearing their hair. But my program got closed, so I better change my major. No. Dr. Glick has been very precise about this. If you're involved in a major now, you will get through that major. It may take a year, it may take two, but you are going to get your degree in the major that this university said you could have when you come in.
You know, Howard, during the break we were talking, it's your argument was it's not as much about money for you, it's about space. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us about Getchell Library and why they won't let you use
300,000 square feet that is empty because we closed the door. That brought it into a situation where it has to be brought up to code. Now, I'm all for safety. I'm the first person in the world that doesn't want anybody hurt. By the same token, it had 4 billion pounds of books in it. Why would people be any different than books, except that they move? Well, I'll make them stay in one place if I can just use the space.
Yeah, and it's tough to get that
I have 80 kids in a class now. I have room for 56. I'm supposed to throw the other kids out? No. I'll find a place to put them. Maybe they'll have to hang from the ceiling and work on top of counters, but they are going to be taught. That's the important thing, and everyone around us in this state should be helping, not saying no. Any idiot can say no. You don't have to be smart to do that. You need to be smart to say, okay, we can't do it this way. It might be a safety hazard. Let's try it this way. Be creative. Help me. Don't tell these kids no. We have no room for you. Goodbye.
Do you mean to say you think that there ought to be common sense injected into
Imagine that. Common sense. What's that?
On a university level? Come.
Well, on a red tape level. I mean, you look at the city of Las Vegas right now. They want to raise building permits in the city of Las Vegas by 65 to 70%. So I think, you know, in those departments, there is a no common sense right now.
The inmates have taken over the asylum. And I'm mad because I'm an inmate and I want to take over the asylum. It's the important thing is let's get the kids into their programs. Let's get them educated. The world has changed. I'm learning how to teach in a very new way. I never thought that I'd be dealing with tweeters and texting and all that kind of garbage, but that's the way some of these kids learn. If that's the way they learn, then I'm going to learn how to do it and I'm going to teach them that way.
I can't imagine you getting anything out of your mouth to be 140 characters. Or less. So, I mean, I can imagine
that's
a challenge.
Well, nobody told me that. That was unkind, Paul. That would be enough out of you.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to hold you guys over for our show next week, so stick around, and we'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this timeout.
While we're waiting?
Oh, sure.
Get a used car down the street, or get a new car alternative. Like this Kia Sedona LX for only $219 per month. Get more for your money only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
This weekend, Ennis is having their greatest Labor Day sale ever. All Drexel Heritage, Thomasville, and other select furniture lines are discounted 40% off. And with a minimum purchase and payment in full, we're offering an extra 10% off our Labor Day sale prices. Imagine 40% plus 10%. It doesn't get any better than that. Now is the perfect time to visit Ennis during our Labor Day sale.
Ennis by Furniture.
At Bobby Page's Cleaners, you might not expect a longtime family business such as ours to be so progressive. But the truth is, we're committed to serving you with the finest equipment featuring the latest technology. In fact, our system is so advanced it will even send you a text message the moment your cleaning is ready. Bobby Page's Dry Cleaning and Shirt Laundry, where our approach to cleaning is state-of-the-art.
There are over 400,000 Americans with Down syndrome.
They're going to school, working, and living independent lives.
When I'm not acting or working, I advocate for people with disabilities.
I am a teaching assistant, and I work in a law office.
This fall, you can celebrate these achievements and many more by coming out to one of the National Down Syndrome Society's 275 Buddy Walks.
Join us for your local Buddy Walk on September 18th at the Sparks Marina. Call 682-9071 or visit dsnnn.org.
Get a used car down the street, or get a new car alternative. Like this Pontiac G6 sedan for only $159 per month. Get more for your money only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
Thanks for watching. Next week, we got a great show. We have Barbara Vukanovich, Dina Titus, and Brian Callister.
We'll see you on the next Amada Newsmakers. Thanks for watching and listening. We'll see you on the next broadcast.